You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Whistleblowers have been in the news, both in sports and in politics.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and here with us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
If you haven't been hearing or seeing the word whistleblower somewhere in the last, month or so, you must be avoiding any and all media sources because it has been everywhere.
You're absolutely right, both in sports and in politics. So as I would guess many of our listeners know, there were some calls in the Detroit Lions football game against the Green Bay Packers that people were upset about, that they felt that this particular set of whistleblowers, who are often called referees, made some calls that people were not pleased about. We have those whistleblowers, the referees. And then, of course, we have been hearing lots about whistleblowers because there is a whistleblower's complaint at the center of the impeachment inquiry, which has us thinking about the term whistleblower and where does it come from. And in fact, putting these two things next to each other helps explain where the political term whistleblower comes from. It comes from sports. Here I'm going to be relying on some terrific research by Ben Zimmer, who writes a language column for the Wall Street Journal, and he's done some work on whistleblower and points out that this does go back to sports, and it started with the idea that you blow the whistle to put a stop to the game or the match or whatever it is. And that was the earliest meaning of to blow the whistle or be a whistleblower was to just stop. So it could be even stopping someone talking because they've been talking too long. It then, by the 1930s, came to mean to snitch or to rat on. And you'll notice that's, of course, a much more negative definition than we have when we think about whistleblowers now.
Right. We tend to think of whistleblowers as heroes in some cases.
Exactly. So 1930s, this was this idea of breaking the code of silence. You were snitching. And it was Ralph Nader in the early 1970s who turned that term around, turned whistleblower around, gave it more positive connotations. He was concerned about fraud and corruption and was calling on civic-minded people to blow the whistle on corporations and the government. And he apparently pointed out at the time that it was easier to turn around the word whistleblower than it was to turn around a word like rat or snitch. So that is the way whistleblower is used now. And what I was struck by is that in news outlets, there is some conversation about the difference between a leaker and a whistleblower. Is that something that's come up for you?
Not so much in our newsroom, but I know that back when Edward Snowden and WikiLeaks and all, I know that the Associated Press was talking about that quite a bit.
That's exactly right. And there was actually guidance from the Associated Press as there was coverage of Snowden. And what the Associated Press said, and here I'm going to quote, a whistleblower is a person who exposes wrongdoing. It's not a person who simply asserts that what he or they have uncovered is illegal or immoral. And the AP goes on to say, whether the actions exposed by Snowden constitute wrongdoing is hotly contested, so we should not call them whistleblowers on our own at this point. So we can see that what newsrooms are trying to figure out is what words to use to present a news story objectively.
I'm going to go ahead and use whistleblower like I'm a ref. I'm going to blow the whistle on this episode just to bring it to a stop. No ethical, qualms or anything like that. But we will definitely talk next week.
I hope you have a great Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.